Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
713, coming up the Madigan list. A list of eight politicians who, in my opinion, are tied directly to Mike Madigan. Their futures are tied to Mike Madigan. By the way, the commercials for the majority of these are running nonstop. But this is a list that I've had verified by good sources. Everyone on this list is welcome on this show. We will find a way to work you in if you are willing to stand up and say you do not agree with Mike Madigan and you do agree that he's a problem, and then elucidate your opinions on this. Or illustrate, I should say. If you want to elucidate, you can as well. 713. Bob Dold standing by. It is doldforcongress.com. And good morning, Mr. Dold. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. It's good to be with you.
Nice to talk to you again. You're firing up the bus this week?
The bus has been fired up. We're on the fifth day of the bus tour, literally crisscrossing the district, and we'll have done over 50 events over the course of this last several days.
You have an opportunity to get a bit of a foundational support here in a time where, if you believe the polls, Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. So if you believe the polls. Personally, I think we're going to be up late, but we'll see. Having said all that, these commercials are running nonstop that say you're a closet Trump supporter and not as independent as you claim to be. What's your take on that?
Well, I think they're deemed desperate at this stage of the game. And frankly, we've been very clear since December of 2015 that where my position is. And again, for me, very much a personal scenario. And when Mr. Trump came out and said John McCain's not a hero because he was shot down, my uncle was the second one shot down in Vietnam, spent 8 years and a day in a prison in North Vietnam being tortured by the Vietnamese. So I was actually one of the very first out. Now, because they've got nothing to run on, they're trying to murky up the waters. And ultimately, if they want to say that we headlined an event for local Republicans in Lake County, by all means, let them say that. But ultimately, we want to talk about how do we turn Illinois around? What can we do in the 10th Congressional District to make life easier for families here? And that's what we've been focused on.
Well, here's the other thing, and you can agree or disagree with this, but I'll say this publicly about myself. If everybody that has heard 10 minutes of this show knows how I feel about Donald Trump. I, by the way, am also not a Hillary Clinton supporter and never thought I'd be in a position to advocate for her. And by the way, I've never advocated for her. I've advocated against him because you have to protect this country and protect that house. However, if Trump wins, I will support the presidency. I will call him out where needed, but I will support the presidency of whoever occupies that office because we have to, and I would expect you to do the same.
Steve, there's no question that whomever the people of this country send to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I will work vigorously to make sure that we are representing the people of the 10th District to solve problems, to make sure that it's easier for them to be able to send their kids to college, to make sure it's easier for them to put food on the table, to make sure that there are more good, high-paying careers right back here in the 10th District. So I would concur that no matter who goes, my job is to make sure we're working hand in hand to make sure that we're solving problems for people right back here at home.
Which, of course, draws concern if it goes the other way and Hillary Clinton's in, because too many of the Republican House members are already trying to line up and say we're going to investigate her until the end of time, which sounds like Mitch McConnell's statement that was made about President Obama, even though Obama certainly had flaws. That doesn't do the Republican Party any favors, doesn't do the nation any favors if she wins, if it's just investigation time.
Well, there needs to be, if there's oversight issues, by all means, but I hope that the very first and foremost goal is to be how do we solve problems? How do we come together and solve problems? We need to fix our tax code. We need to fix the regulatory burdens that are out there that are burying small businesses from being able to grow and thrive. We need to make sure that we're dealing with an overall college debt situation. There's so many things that we have to do. And frankly, the only way that we're going to get them done is to work together to actually solve these problems. That's what I'm hearing from people day in and day out. And that's what I'm going to focus on.
There is an unemployment number which continues to float around 5%. And everybody says, well, we're doing great. Well, you're not doing great if you're in the 5%. You're also not doing great if you're a millennial that is still on your mom or dad's couch and you'd like to be able to start your life. And since 2007, basically 10 years of their lives have been stolen away in economic earning potential. So because of that, and because so few issues have been discussed, what can you do with your experience in Congress to help push a jobs initiative?
Well, there's no question. That is the number one issue that we're hearing from people. I talked to a gentleman just yesterday, standing in line, getting ready to go vote, and he was telling me that because of these new insurance costs, that his company's going to have to lay off, and everybody knows it, has going to have to lay off 10 workers. And so they're just seeing huge rising costs of insurance. There is no question that we have the economic potential here in the Midwest, frankly, in the 10th District, to be leading the entire nation. We need to make sure that we have that business-friendly environment. That means we have to have a tax code that is competitive in the global marketplace. That means that we have to focus on how are we enabling small businesses to have some more certainty, and we have to ease some of the burdens that are being placed upon them. And so, listen, I am for regulation. We need to make sure that our regulation is smart and tailored. But when we have the Federal Registry, which houses all the rules and regulations in our country, grow by 13 feet in a given year, that is a real problem.
And Mr. Dole, you talked about standing in line yesterday. It's been record turnout yesterday. Chicago set the record for highest voter turnout on a Sunday. It's sure to be a historic election. Do you think the high number of early turnout is better for the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Well, it really depends on where they're turning out, but I would say, you know, the fact that it was such a gorgeous day yesterday, people said this is a day if I'm going to stand in line, it's not going to be 35 and sleeting. It's actually a beautiful, gorgeous day. So I was just happy to be able to get out and talk to some voters. And my hope is that they understand our record and will, you know, vote accordingly. But I do think that a record turnout is one that people sense that their voice wants to be, they want their voice to be heard. And I think there's a huge level of frustration out there with individuals.
It's DoleForCongress.com. We only have about a minute here. Why you as opposed to your opponent?
Well, I've been ranked one of the most independent, bipartisan, and effective members of the United States Congress. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to the Chicago Tribune, the Daily Herald, the Chicago Sun-Times, the Journal and Topics, the Chicago Jewish Star. Everyone that's actually taken a look at our record has, in essence, noted that I'm the bridge builder, the one that actually works. We'll stand up to our party when we think that the party is wrong. We'll work with the other side when we think that they're right. My opponent has been noted to take a partisan track, and whatever Nancy Pelosi wants him to do is what he will do. That's not what our district wants. And frankly, we can't have the member of Congress representing the 10th District to have the answer be for every problem, more government in your life. That's not what people are looking for. And so as a small business owner, I think that I can obviously provide that leadership, someone that's met a budget and a payroll. These are the things I think that I'm hearing from people that they want us to focus on.
And the thing I think folks really need to remember, too, is the how important this the congressional election is, because we get so hyper-focused on the presidency, and obviously the presidency is vitally important. It's the single most powerful job in the world. Having said that, Congress affects your life every day more than the president can. The president has the big decisions. Congress has the decisions that involve everything. So it's vitally important that you go to a site like Ballot Ready, ballotready.org, and just check it off. Just go through those ballot, or your ballot, I should say, and the races in your district. There's endorsements there that we just talked about. There's plenty of ways to check out if Bob Dole is your guy and everybody else, specifically if you're in the 10th or anywhere else. So that's and obviously you got to vote. You got to vote.
No question, Steve. And the other thing is that as we look at Illinois, we need to make sure that Illinois is getting out of the, for the Republicans, getting out of the super minority. Mike Madigan is far too powerful, and that's why I think we need to make sure people are going right down the ballot all the way to make sure that their voice is heard district by district all the way around Illinois.
Perfect segue into the Mike Madigan list coming up. Dold for Congress. I appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great one.
Take care. That's Bob Dold.